You tuned to Classic Hits 48 Saturday afternoon, Sarah Spott, all thanks to Ocean Health Clinic at the Pier. In studio with me, Medical Director Dr. Carolyn McLeod. Dr. McLeod, what are food allergies?
Well, food allergies are symptoms that you get when you eat certain foods, and you should be able to trace those foods and find out, but sometimes it can be a delayed reaction. Usually it's within about 30 minutes, and there's different kinds of food allergies. There's some that are antibody promoted, like with IgE, like your dust mites and your peanuts and your nuts and your... There's others that are not IgA mediated, like cow's milk or milk from the goat or from soy milk. So the thing what you're looking for is you get bloating, you get diarrhea, you get vomiting, you get nausea in babies. They may be very colicky. You can get severe reactions where you actually start swelling up, you can't breathe, you have all kinds of choking sensations. Those are medical emergency. You want to make sure you have adrenaline around, or you get to the hospital very quickly. You can have funny rashes, you can be itchy, and you can get sneezy, you can get watery eyes. So there's different symptoms, and it's a whole range of symptoms that you can get. Sometimes it isn't a true food allergy. They're sort of intolerant, like if you eat too spicy a food or something like that, but a real allergy can be a problem. Celiac disease is an actual antibody to gluten, so that's a very serious disease.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting you mentioned celiac disease, because I've heard that it's very difficult to actually diagnose gluten intolerance. Is that true?
It's not usually difficult to diagnose true celiac disease, because they're quite ill, and about 1% of the Caucasian population has celiac disease, because they get diarrhea and vomiting and stuff like that, and weight loss. And you just have to get, when they've eaten some wheat, then or something with gluten in it, you have to check. They usually have antibodies in their bloodstream. But people that are wheat allergy, that's harder to pick up, or gluten intolerance, because it's milder symptoms. And so the only thing you can do is hold back on that food to see if things get better if they hold back. Now, if it's a new wheat intolerance or gluten intolerance or a milk intolerance, you need to find out if there's something wrong with the small bowel. Because whenever the absorption cells on the small bowel get damaged, you will lose the ability to drink milk or eat gluten. So like giardiasis and certain overgrowth bacteria of the small bowel can increase your risk of an intolerance or an allergy to those substances. So I always test people and sometimes send them to the gastroenterologist to look at their small bowel, because you'll actually see damage. And it may take up to 3 to 6 months, if you get rid of the disease, underlying disease, before you can start reintroducing milk products or gluten.
Does that include candida?
Well, candida, it's an overgrowth of fungus. And that's in people that eat a lot of antibiotics and that kind of thing. They're because they've been sick or something. And so we want to make sure that they get plenty of probiotics. Yogurt's fantastic at overgrowths, candida. Also, people, you want to make sure they don't have diabetes, because people with diabetes, the sugar, candida loves sugar. So if you get your sugars down to normal, usually, and you take probiotics, you'll get rid of any overgrowth of candida.
Okay. Why are food allergies on the rise?
Well, we think we've changed our habits. Like, we've delayed feeding food to babies till they're 6 months old if they're breastfeeding. You can get in trouble doing that, because we know that between 4 and 6 months, if you introduce certain foods, they're less likely to develop an allergy. But that the problem is you don't want somebody, a baby, to choke. It's very important to make sure that they can tolerate eating, or they might choke on the food. So that's one reason 6 months was designed, because most people, kids by 6 months, can tolerate food. But the new study showing if you introduce it between 4 and 6 months, you actually decrease the incidence of allergy. And if you'll ask older mothers, they were giving, you know, maybe some rice cereal or some kind of cereal by the 4 months of age in older times. And they also were feeding them formula, which is cow's milk. But that's probably why a lot of kids had colic back in those days, because they were intolerant of the cow's milk. So it's breastfeeding is the best, but you have to remember there's a tremendous deficiency in vitamin D in breast milk. And in the U.S., since my kid's 35 years old, we've been giving vitamin D drops to breastfed mothers. Now, initially, they were just giving 200 international units, and now they're giving 400 international units of vitamin D and drops to breastfed babies. And we do know that vitamin D is very important in making sure your skin is intact. Because we know when you have a break in your skin, if you get a antigen or a protein coming through the skin, it's more likely to be considered foreign, and you get a reaction to it. That's why people, babies with eczema, have much more trouble with all kinds of allergies, because they have that broken skin, and it's so important to keep it intact. And if you want to look at a better reference on that, that's the cdc.gov, and look up the American Pediatric Society. They recommend that. Where else? It was mainly done because we wanted to prevent rickets, but it tends to have a helpful in allergies and asthma.
Always a mine of information, Dr. McLeod. Thanks so much. We've been talking food allergies. You tune to Classic Hits 4CA, Sarah Spott, all thanks to Ocean Health Clinic at the Pier.